This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, we have the pleasure of visiting with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level. Dr. Martinez has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years and has worked as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations. She continues to see a small caseload of individuals and couples as patients through telemental health services on a regular basis and is also the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And Dr. Martinez, thanks for joining us here today.
It's so great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Martinez, always great to have you, and thanks again for your time. So for starters, and a great question to kick things off today with, what are some of the reasons that people struggle so much to leave toxic relationships?
I think the reason that people struggle to cut the ties and leave toxic relationships, and especially the ones that I focus on, are the ones that are sort of taboo, the ones that we get messages for throughout our lives that you can't leave them, that they are that person that has been the friend that has been there our whole lives, or especially the familial relationships that, but you can't because they are your aunt, your cousin, even someone that is like a first level family relationship, and that people struggle to set firm boundaries, or that you cannot not have a relationship with them because of who they are. And the idea behind these relationships and toxic relationships is that you don't have to surround yourself with people that constantly cut you down and make you feel less than. You can actually set that boundary or cut that tie and surround yourself with people that build you up.
And I'd say that's an outstanding way to kick things off here today on today's topic. Now, you talk about both adages as well as creating permission structures to help people find their own way forward from these relationships. Can you say more about this?
Yes. We are constantly inundated with those old adages that I touched on, that if a person holds a certain place in your life, if they are a certain person in your life, especially if they are a relative, that no matter, you cannot set a certain boundary. You cannot cut them out of your life. They have to be allowed to treat you a certain way. You have to allow them to say whatever they want, treat you however they want, do whatever you want. And that is just simply not true. People will put up with anything from them, no matter what damage it does to them personally. And as adults, that is simply not the case. And so the idea that, and you touched on the permission structure, really the whole point of both writing the article that I did some time ago in the Huffington Post, when you realize a relationship is toxic and it needs to end, was about creating this permission structure and allowing people to understand that we don't have to do that. We can create that boundary or cut that relationship and allow ourselves to make that level and surround ourselves with people that we can create family. We can surround ourselves with people that do actually create healthy relationships around us.
Definitely appreciate your input on that. Now, what are the two main ways that you suggest people attempt to remove themselves from toxic relationships, depending on the individual's unique situation, as well as the person's response and or behavior?
There were two styles that I discussed. One I call successive approximations, and one is more of a complete cutoff. Some people, it's easier for them to do what I call successive approximations, and this is little by little cutting the person off, and that can be, while it may sound difficult for some people to hear, the slow cutoff, the not going out or not having that once a month call or meeting up, the slow, sort of the slow burn, where that person may get the hint and they don't have to do the confrontation that they're afraid of, where it just slowly ends and they don't have to deal with it. And that might be because the person is somebody they're afraid of a more aggressive individual confrontation. That may not inevitably work, and they may have to have the discussion eventually. But the other is a complete cutoff of the individual, where they just firmly set a boundary and they end the relationship. It really depends on the type of individual they are and how they know it will have to be with them. But a lot of people prefer the first that I call successive approximation, so they don't have to have any type of confrontation. That's why a lot of people fear in the first place and continue these relationships with these individuals.
Yeah, fear is the big problem there, and also the fear of change. People are comfortable with misery, and this is such a great and needed topic. Today we're speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Psychology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, If someone is stuck in their thinking, like we kind of just mentioned earlier, and not allowing themselves to see a life without this person, what are some questions and or thoughts you might have for this person?
Well, I might ask them if they can't see a life without that person, what kind of life do they want? What do they see their life without? Often the individual they've looked their entire life for approval from this person. This is especially when it's almost always family. And I ask them, what is this person capable of? To accept the idea that they've always looked for approval, but to even almost grant that person grace when they set that boundary and realize that this person is only ever going to be capable of giving them so much support or never that level of support that they've always sought. And once they realize that they are only capable of that much and they are never going to get what they need from that person, it's almost freeing to them, and that they're going to have to get what they need either from themselves or from the people that they already have in their life that are constantly giving that to them. And they are able actually to finally set that boundary and sort of let them go from that when they finally realize like this person is never going to be capable of giving them what they keep seeking.
Well stated, and you're exactly right on that for sure. What are some closing thoughts you have for individuals who are on the fence, let's say, about taking this step, and what could life look like for them if they decided to remove this toxic person from their life or set a healthy boundary for themselves?
For the people that are on the fence, I say that this isn't something that I say casually or easily. I know that it's not easy, especially the reason that they've gone along so long and live this way and have these people in their life and really put up with what is difficult is because of who they are and what they've been told. But seeing what their life could be like or what they want it to be like is well worth it. And to imagine what life could be like 6 months from now, a year from now, if they stopped having these negative messages from them every day, if the messages that they want, what could like look like, and that difference that they've always sought. Think about the hardest things that we do when we all build up that anxiety to giving notice at work, to breaking off another relationship, romantic relationship, and all the anxiety that we had leading up to that is always so much worse than doing it, like even in the worst situation. And that after we've done it, even if it didn't go well, it was always so much better after we had it done. In any situation. And that is how it feels having done this.
Well, I got to say, it's a highly needed topic, and most folks can relate to this and have toxic people in their lives unless they have set those boundaries. Can't thank you enough for sharing your thoughts here on this topic. Look forward to our next episode coming up pretty soon. And Dr. Martinez, if folks wanted to reach out and to get more information on yourself or to tap into your resources, where's the best place to do so?
The best place to reach me is at my website. It's drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. They can also find me at LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is Nikki - Martinez. They can find me there. And then they can also check out my many articles at everydaypower.com, and then just put in a search for Nikki Martinez.
Easy enough. And as always, listeners, you can find all links related to this broadcast on the broadcast page of this interview. Dr. Martinez, all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Always our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And again, for more details, visit drnikkimartinez.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.